Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Medicare Mama Guide to Medicare and Social Security Retirement by Sylvia A. Gordon. JD is a practical consumer guide for people approaching retirement, already retired, or continuing to work past the usual Medicare eligibility age. The book belongs to the personal finance and retirement benefits category, with a specific focus on Medicare enrollment, Social Security claiming decisions, prescription drug coverage, premium surcharges, and 2025 program changes. Gordon writes from the perspective of an attorney and Medicare specialist, emphasizing mistakes that can create late enrollment penalties, higher premiums, reduced benefits, or avoidable confusion. Rather than treating Medicare and Social Security as separate subjects, the guide presents them as connected decisions shaped by timing, income, employment status, taxes, and household planning. Its purpose is not to offer individualized legal or financial advice, but to give readers a clear framework for asking better questions, recognizing common traps, and approaching retirement benefit choices with more accurate information. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Medicare enrollment timing for people still working at age 65. One of the central practical concerns in the book is when a person must enroll in Medicare and when enrollment can be delayed without penalty. This is especially important for people who remain employed after age 65 or are covered through a spouse employer plan. The decision is not simply based on whether someone has insurance. It depends on the kind of coverage, whether the employer plan is considered creditable, the size and structure of the employer, and how Medicare coordinates with that existing coverage. Gordon emphasizes this area because late enrollment penalties can be permanent, and because many retirees misunderstand the difference between having some coverage and having coverage that satisfies Medicare rules. The book frames enrollment as a sequence of deadlines and conditions rather than a single birthday milestone. This matters because Part A, Part B, and Part D can operate under different rules, and a mistake in one part can create costs later. By focusing on working seniors, the guide addresses a real gap in retirement planning. Many people delay retirement, but still need Medicare decisions to be made on time. Secondly, Social Security claiming choices and the cost of poor timing. The book treats Social Security as a timing decision with long-term consequences rather than as a benefit that should automatically be claimed as soon as possible. Gordon explains the importance of full retirement age, early claiming reductions, delayed claiming increases, and the earned income limit that can affect people who claim before full retirement age while continuing to work. This approach is practical because many retirees are not choosing between abstract financial theories. They are balancing current income needs, employment plans, taxes, health status, and household cash flow. The guide also points readers toward understanding how Social Security benefits may be taxed, which is often overlooked when people estimate retirement income. Its value lies in connecting the claiming decision to real constraints. Someone retiring early may need income immediately, while someone still working may face reduced payments if earnings exceed the applicable limit. By laying out these relationships clearly, the book helps readers avoid treating Social Security as an isolated monthly check and instead see it as part of a broader retirement income structure. Thirdly, IRMA and how retirement income can raise Medicare costs. A distinctive feature of the guide is its attention to IRMA, the income-related monthly adjustment amount, which can increase Medicare premiums for higher income beneficiaries. Gordon highlights this topic because many retirees are surprised that Medicare costs can be affected by income reported on tax returns, including income that may not feel like ordinary retirement spending money. Events such as selling a home, rental property, or business can influence reported income and may affect what a person pays for Medicare. The book does not present IRMA as a reason to avoid all income, but as a planning issue that should be understood before major financial decisions are made. This is significant because Medicare decisions often overlap with tax planning, investment withdrawals, Roth conversions, capital gains, and retirement transitions. The guide encourages readers to recognize that premium surcharges are not random bills, but consequences of measurable income thresholds and reporting rules. By explaining this mechanism in plain language, it gives retirees a better basis for coordinating Medicare planning with tax and financial professionals. Fourthly, Part D prescription coverage and the limits of payment smoothing. Medicare Part D receives attention in the book because prescription drug coverage is one of the most confusing areas for retirees. Plan design, formularies, preferred pharmacies, premiums, deductibles, and cost sharing can change from year to year, which means that a plan that worked well in one year may be unsuitable in the next. Gordon also addresses the common misunderstanding around prescription payment programs, including the point that spreading drug costs into monthly payments does not necessarily reduce the total amount owed. This distinction is important because retirees may confuse cash flow relief with true savings. The book positions Part D planning as an annual review process rather than a one-time enrollment choice. That reasoning is practical. Medication lists change, insurance contracts change, and pharmacy pricing can vary. The guide helps readers understand why the lowest premium is not always the lowest overall cost, and why prescription coverage should be compared using actual medications and pharmacy behavior. In this way, it turns a confusing benefit into a decision that can be evaluated with concrete information. Lastly, plain language legal clarification for benefit rules and misconceptions. The book stands out for translating legal and administrative rules into language intended for ordinary retirees. Medicare and Social Security are governed by formal rules, but most consumers encounter them through fragmented advice from friends, advertisements, agents, government notices, and online commentary. Gorton uses her background as an attorney and Medicare specialist to clarify terminology, application steps, benefit interactions, and common misconceptions. The guide appears designed less as a theoretical policy discussion and more as a preventive manual. Its emphasis is on helping readers avoid errors before they become expensive or difficult to reverse. Charts and simplified explanations are part of that method, especially for timelines such as Social Security full retirement age and Medicare enrollment windows. This matters because many retirement benefit mistakes arise not from ignoring rules completely, but from misunderstanding one technical phrase or assuming that a rule applies universally. By giving readers a more organized vocabulary, the book improves their ability to speak with Medicare agents, Social Security representatives, tax advisors, and family members without relying solely on vague impressions. In conclusion, Medicare Mama Guide to Medicare and Social Security Retirement is best suited for people within several years of Medicare eligibility, current retirees reviewing coverage, adults still working past age 65, and families helping an older relative make benefit decisions. It is also useful for readers who want a practical orientation before speaking with an insurance agent, tax advisor, financial planner, or Social Security representative. The main benefit is clarity. The book identifies where timing, income, employment, prescription needs, and tax reporting can affect retirement benefits. Intellectually, it helps readers see Medicare and Social Security not as separate bureaucratic programs, but as linked systems that require coordinated decisions. Practically, it can reduce the risk of late enrollment penalties, unsuitable drug coverage, surprise premium increases, and poorly timed Social Security claims. Compared with many retirement books that focus broadly on investments or lifestyle planning, this guide is more specialized and rule-focused. Compared with government publications, it is positioned as more explanatory and consumer-friendly. Its differentiating strength is the combination of Medicare detail, Social Security timing, 225 benefit changes, and plain language legal clarification from an author known for explaining these subjects to a broad public audience. If you would like to support Ms. Sylvia A. Gorton, JD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.